You know, I was thinking about this the other day. A decade ago, if you wanted to build a piece of software, there was this very specific, almost monastic initiation rite you had to go
Oh,
through.
totally. You just had to sit down and stare at a blinking cursor for hours.
Right. And you had to memorize all this complex syntax. I mean, it was entirely about building up this intense muscle memory, you know?
Yeah, typing out commands character by character.
Exactly. Line by line, just to turn a really simple idea into a working program. But today, you can literally describe an application in a single sentence, hit enter, and just watch an AI assistant build the first functional version in seconds.
It is a massive
It
shift.
really is. And well, welcome back for you listening right now. The learner, the person who wants to stay ahead of the curve without drowning in information overload, we are looking at a fundamental rewiring of how things are made today.
And that structural shift is just impossible to ignore now. The core barrier to entry has moved from, well, can you write the code,
Yeah.
to can you clearly articulate the problem you want to solve? We are seeing a complete ground-up redefinition of technical labor across the globe.
And that is our exact mission for today's deep dive. We are unpacking a comprehensive 2026 guide that examines this massive industry shift.
It's a fascinating document.
Yeah, we're looking at the clash and increasingly, I guess, the necessary marriage between traditional coding and what the industry has crowned vibe coding.
I love that term.
Same. And we are pulling all of our insights today directly from this detailed guide. It breaks down these two philosophies, the rapidly evolving toolkits, and specifically the booming tech job market in India, focusing on hubs like Hyderabad and Bengaluru.
Which is such a crucial market to look at right now.
Absolutely. So whether you have been a senior software architect for 20 years, or maybe you are looking to switch careers entirely, or you are just deeply curious about the future of work, this material affects the very foundation of your daily life.
Because, software eats the world, and now artificial intelligence is eating software. The source material makes it abundantly clear that we are no longer just analyzing how digital tools are built. We are looking at a massive, unprecedented expansion of who actually gets the opportunity to build them.
Right. So to understand where the future of tech is going, we first have to, establish and define this new vocabulary. What exactly are these two competing philosophies?
Well, let's start with the classic discipline.
Yeah, let's break down the definition straight from the guide. So traditional coding is the classic discipline we have known for decades. It is the art of handcrafting code.
Line by line.
Exactly. You are using foundational languages, like Python, Java, or JavaScript. And you are building the underlying logic from the grounds up. You maintain absolute granular control over every single variable and function.
And the human developer is the singular engine of creation in that traditional model.
Right.
They design the logic tree, they type the syntax, they run the manual tests, debug the errors, and, handle all the long-term maintenance.
A lot of manual labor.
It is. The entire process relies entirely on their personal, deeply learned understanding of data structures, algorithms, and system architecture.
Right. Then on the other side of the ring, we have vibe coding.
The new kid on the block.
Exactly. This is the modern AI-first approach. Instead of typing out those complex functions character by character, you are guiding artificial intelligence using tools like ChatGPT, GitHub Copilot, Cursor, or Claude through natural language prompts.
You just tell it what you want in plain English.
Yeah. I think about it like this. Traditional coding is like being the author writing every word of a novel. You are agonizing over every single comma, the specific sentence structure, the pacing of the
It's
narrative.
exhausting.
It is. You are manually translating the abstract thought in your head into a strict grammatical reality that the computer can read and execute without throwing an error.
Right, and vibe coding is totally different.
Exactly. Vibe coding is like being the director and editor of a major film. You are setting the high-level vision. You tell the actors, in this case, the artificial intelligence, how to perform the scene.
I like that analogy.
Thanks. The AI does the actual typing, generating the script on the fly,
Well,
but you are the one sitting in the director's chair, looking at the monitor, deciding if that take was good enough, or if you need to refine the prompt, tweak the parameters, and, ask for another take to get the exact output you need.
what's fascinating here is how rapidly that director mindset has consumed the daily workflow of developers everywhere.
It's everywhere now.
It really is. The guide's data illustrates a staggering adoption curve. By 2026, roughly 84% of developers either use or plan to use AI coding tools.
Wow. 84%.
Yeah, and nearly half of all professionals are leaning on them every single day. We are looking at a permanent behavioral change across the global workforce.
Which fundamentally alters who is allowed to participate in the tech economy, right? I mean, you no longer need a 4-year computer science degree to get a prototype off the ground.
Exactly. The guide specifically highlights that phenomenon. People from entirely non-technical backgrounds, professionals in the arts, commerce, graphic design, they are shipping functional websites and internal business tools on day one.
That's just wild to think about.
It is. They are building applications that historically would have required months of dedicated study just to understand the basic syntax required to render a simple interactive web page.
Right.
The primary required skill has shifted entirely away from mechanical typing, moving toward judgment, domain expertise, and clear intent.
Just imagine that for a second. I mean, think about the friction that used to exist between having a brilliant idea for a digital tool and actually bringing it to life.
There is so much friction.
Right. Now, think about what you could build today, right now, if the only barrier to entry was simply describing what you want in plain English. It's a wildly empowering concept.
Definitely.
But every single tool has a trade-off. Now that we have a grasp on what these methods actually are, we need to examine why a developer would choose one over the other.
Right, because they aren't the same thing.
Okay, let's unpack this. If vibe coding is so incredibly fast, and if it allows someone with zero technical background to build a functioning application, why doesn't everyone just abandon traditional coding altogether? I mean, doesn't skipping all those underlying engineering fundamentals mean you're essentially just building a digital house of cards?
That devil's advocate position is a central focus of the source material. You cannot simply discard traditional coding because these two approaches are fundamentally optimizing for completely different outcomes.
Okay, how so?
Well, vibe coding optimizes purely for speed and initial momentum. Traditional coding optimizes for rigorous control and systemic reliability.
Let's dive into the mechanics of that speed first, because the numbers cited in the text are wild.
They really are. Right. The guide relies on GitHub research indicating that developers finish tasks approximately 55% faster when paired with an AI assistant.
55%, over half the time saved.
Exactly. To understand the impact of that, you have to look at the life cycle of a new project. For minimum viable products, or MVPs, where a startup is just trying to validate if a customer even wants their idea, that velocity changes the entire business model.
Because time is money.
Exactly. You can go from a whiteboard concept to a working, clickable prototype in a matter of hours instead of burning weeks of financial runway.
That's huge for startups. And for learners, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. For students building a portfolio, vibe coding provides critical early momentum. That fast feedback loop is incredibly vital for sustaining motivation when learning a difficult subject.
You get that instant dopamine hit of seeing your idea work almost immediately.
Exactly.
But then you run into the flip side of the equation, the control aspect. Like, if I am building a simple to-do list app, fine, vibe code it in an hour. But if I am building something with actual real-world stakes, the methodology has to change entirely.
Yeah, traditional coding remains absolutely non-negotiable for systems where a single subtle bug could be catastrophic.
Like what kind of systems?
We are talking about the back-end architecture of banking platforms, healthcare patient records, operating systems, and massive enterprise applications.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you don't want an AI hallucinating a bank transfer.
Exactly. In those high-stakes environments, predictability and precise architectural control matter infinitely more than how fast you can push the code out the door.
That makes sense.
When you write every single line by hand, you inherently possess a mental map of exactly what that program does and why it behaves the way it does.
You understand the plumbing. You know exactly where the pipes go, so when there is a leak, you aren't just guessing which wall to tear down.
That's a great way to put it. The guide makes a point to highlight that traditional coding builds irreplaceable memory models.
Right.
A developer who learns the hard way understands how memory allocation actually works under the hood of the computer. They understand how different sorting algorithms behave when suddenly hit with a million data points instead of 10.
Because they've seen it break before.
Exactly. They know how to architect databases that can scale securely to millions of users. That deep foundational capability never becomes obsolete, regardless of whatever new AI tool drops next week.
Because the AI is just a tool. It's not the architect.
Right. An artificial intelligence can instantly write a routine data fetching function, but it cannot organically architect a massive, highly optimized, multi-layered system from scratch.
That deep requirement for systemic reliability and understanding the plumbing leads us directly into the dark side of this AI boom. Like, what actually happens when the machine gets it wrong?
And it does get it wrong.
Here's where it gets really interesting. The source points out a completely surprising paradox. AI writes code at blistering speeds, absolutely. But developer trust in the accuracy of that AI output has actually plummeted.
It's a huge issue.
The data shows it has dropped to just 29%.
It is a phenomenal statistic that speaks to the daily reality of working with these models. Only 29% of developers fully trust the accuracy of the AI-generated code they're integrating into their professional projects.
I mean, it perfectly mirrors the experience of using an overconfident GPS.
Oh, that's so true.
Right. It gets you to your destination faster 90% of the time, and because of that, you start trusting it blindly. But if you aren't paying close attention to the actual physical road signs, it will confidently drive you straight into a lake, all while insisting you have arrived at your destination.
To understand why that happens, we have to look at how large language models actually function. They do not possess logical reasoning.
Wait, they don't?
No, not at all. They are highly advanced probabilistic prediction engines. They analyze your prompt and predict the sequence of text, or in this case, code tokens, that most statistically follows your request based on their massive training data.
Ah, so it's essentially high-powered autocomplete.
Exactly. And because of that mechanism, the danger isn't usually that the AI produces obvious, easily detectable garbage. The real danger is that it produces code that looks structurally perfect at first glance.
It looks right, but it's not.
The most common complaint the guide notes among professionals is that the AI output is almost always, you know, almost right, but not quite.
And if you relied entirely on vibe coding, like if you never took the time to learn the traditional fundamentals, you simply won't be able to spot the not quite part until it is much too late.
Precisely.
You don't have the baseline knowledge required to audit the machine's output.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we are looking at massive security vulnerabilities being quietly introduced into production environments.
That sounds dangerous.
It is. The guide explicitly warns about AI generating flawed logic in authentication systems, leaving payment gateways open to exploitation, and mishandling sensitive user data.
Oh, wow.
If a developer accepts an AI prompt without rigorous human review, simply because they lack the traditional skills required to properly audit it, they are actively shipping dangerous code.
We aren't just talking about a button on a website rendering in the wrong shade of blue here. We are talking about thousands of users' personal financial data being completely exposed because the AI predicted a standard security protocol, but missed one crucial project-specific line of validation.
And that reality is exactly why the guide introduces a foundational golden rule for this new era of development.
Which is?
Vibe code fast, then engineer carefully. The artificial intelligence cannot and will not take responsibility for the code it generates.
That's just software.
Exactly. Judgment, rigorous security review, and comprehensive testing remain exclusively human responsibilities.
Let's map out what that golden rule actually looks like on a developer's computer in 2026. The guide breaks down the toolkits for both approaches, and, you know, the daily interaction between them is key.
They definitely overlap now.
Yeah, for the vibe coders, the ecosystem revolves around conversational interfaces like ChatGPT and Claude, which generate, explain, and debug code based entirely on natural language prompts. Yep. Then you have the embedded tools like GitHub Copilot, which lives directly inside your text editor, constantly anticipating and suggesting the next block of code you might want to type. And then there are the entirely AI-native environments like Cursor and Windsurf IDE, which are built from the ground up around this prompt-driven, highly collaborative workflow.
And operating directly underneath that AI layer, the traditional toolkit remains completely vital.
You still need the basics.
A professional is still relying heavily on core programming languages like Python, which dominates the data science and AI space, or Java for robust enterprise systems, and JavaScript for interactive web applications.
Right.
They are utilizing frameworks like React, runtimes like Node.js, and version control systems like Git to meticulously track changes, revert errors, and collaborate with other human developers securely.
So the ultimate takeaway from the guide is that the most effective developers aren't choosing one toolkit over the other. They are stacking them.
Exactly. You might use Claude or an AI-native editor like Cursor to instantly generate the massive boilerplate structure for a new web application.
Which takes forever normally.
Yeah, but that happens in seconds via natural language, saving you hours of tedious setup. But then you switch mindsets entirely.
You go from director to engineer.
Yes. You dive directly into the generated JavaScript. You use Git to create a secure branch, manually testing the specific database queries the AI wrote, ensuring the Node.js backend handles the data correctly without exposing vulnerabilities, and then you merge it back into the main project.
Wow. So you really have to do both.
You are constantly toggling between the high-level director chair and the mechanics creeper, sliding under the chassis to make sure the engine is bolted in correctly.
So what does this all mean for careers? I mean, let's bring this down to the real-world application and look at the job market. If the AI is suddenly doing so much of the heavy lifting, generating thousands of lines of code in seconds, what happens to compensation?
It's the big question everyone has.
Right, like if I am a traditional coder, I might be hearing this and worrying my skills are being heavily commoditized. Are developers taking a pay cut, or is there a financial premium for knowing how to effectively operate the machine?
The data from the 2026 guide definitively answers that, and it goes in the exact opposite direction of the fear you just described.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Far from replacing developers and driving down wages, true AI fluency commands a massive premium in the global market.
Wow.
Developers who possess that hybrid skill set, the vibe coders who also have deep traditional fundamentals to back it up, they are earning 25 to 40% more than generalist developers who refuse to integrate AI tools into their workflow.
A 25 to 40% salary bump purely for mastering the AI workflow on top of your existing engineering skills. That is an enormous financial incentive to adapt.
It is a paradigm shift in valuation. Overall salaries in AI and machine learning aligned roles have surged 30 to 50% in just the last 2 years.
That's incredible.
To illustrate this, the guide uses the Indian tech market as its primary 2026 case study, which offers a fantastic lens into broader global industry mechanics.
Okay, let's look at that.
They use local terminology, so we should establish a quick baseline. The guide frequently references a fresher, which is the industry term for a recent graduate with 0 to 2 years of experience.
Okay.
And they measure salaries using LPA, or lakhs per annum, where 1 lakh equals 100,000 rupees. It is the standard metric for annual compensation there.
Got it. So looking at that specific metric, how does the salary structure actually break down between someone using AI and someone who isn't?
The gap is apparent immediately. For a fresher entering the workforce, possessing vibe coding skills can land an initial salary between 5 and 10 LPA.
Okay.
Compare that to a traditional coding fresher who doesn't use AI, who is looking at a starting range of only 3 to 7 LPA.
That is a massive competitive advantage right at the entry level. The AI coder is simply producing exponentially more output per hour. They are moving projects from the planning phase to the deployment phase at a fraction of the traditional time cost. And companies are more than willing to pay a premium for that raw velocity because it ultimately saves them money on massive development teams.
And that premium scales all the way up the career ladder.
Really? Even for senior roles?
Oh, yeah. A senior architect with over 10 years of experience who understands how to leverage AI across massive enterprise systems can command 45 to 90 plus LPA.
Wow.
A traditional architect relying solely on manual methods might top out between 35 and 60 plus LPA. The market is aggressively rewarding the hybrid skill set.
And the guide also points out that geography still plays a huge role in this compensation, even with remote work being as prevalent as it is today.
Yes, location remains a major factor. Major tech hubs like Hyderabad and Bengaluru are paying 20 to 40% above tier two cities for these exact hybrid roles. The guide specifically highlights Hyderabad as possessing a unique market advantage right now. It combines a booming IT ecosystem and intense demand from both startups and massive enterprises, but it maintains a significantly lower cost of living compared to a city like Bengaluru.
Meaning that massive salary premium we just talked about stretches considerably further in Hyderabad.
Which naturally drives localized infrastructure. Because the demand from employers is so incredibly high, you are seeing very specific training pipelines emerge in the region.
Like what?
Well, the guide details structured programs, such as a localized vibe coding course in Hyderabad, designed specifically to meet this intense market need.
I see.
These programs take absolute beginners, give them the early momentum and speed of AI tools, and then systematically layer in the traditional engineering fundamentals, often with direct job placement support built into the curriculum.
They are treating this new hybrid workflow as a formalized engineering discipline, rather than just a collection of neat AI hacks. Because at this point, the industry isn't just asking for it, they are demanding it.
That industry expectation is the most critical takeaway for anyone navigating their career right now. the guide emphasizes a projection from Gartner. By 2028, 90% of all enterprise software engineers will use AI coding assistants in their daily work.
90%. That is near total market saturation.
Up from under 14% in early 2024.
Wow.
That adoption curve is staggering. It illustrates that AI fluency is no longer a nice-to-have bullet point on a resume to stand out. It is the baseline expectation of the job.
You just have to know it.
Right. If you are not utilizing these tools, you are simply slower and less efficient than your peers, and modern companies are not going to subsidize that inefficiency.
We have covered a massive amount of ground today. We've explored the definitions, unpacking how vibe coding turns you into a director of logic rather than a manual typist of syntax.
A lot of changes.
Yeah. We've analyzed the intense trade-offs between the speed of AI generation and the necessary control of traditional engineering. We've exposed the real security risks that occur when a developer blindly trusts an AI model that is confidently wrong.
The GPS into the lake.
Exactly. And we've seen how all of those factors translate into a highly lucrative financial reality for those who adapt to the hybrid model. Synthesizing all of this, how do we tie this together for you, the listener, trying to chart a course through this new landscape?
It comes down to integration.
The core lesson from the guide is clear. We have to abandon the idea that this is an either-or battle. Vibe coding and traditional coding are not enemies. They are two sides of the completely same coin in 2026.
Absolutely.
The absolute strongest developers in the world are hybrids. If you are a beginner sitting there wondering where to start today, the guide's advice is incredibly practical. Start with the vibe coding. Use ChatGPT or Cursor to build something simple. A basic to-do app, a personal landing page using natural language.
Just get something working.
Exactly. Get that early win. Feel the momentum and the motivation of actually seeing your idea come to life on day one. But do not stop there. Once it is built, look under the hood at the code the AI generated.
That's the crucial step.
Right. Learn the traditional fundamentals. Learn how the JavaScript logic actually functions. Learn how the database connection handles data securely. Layer that deep traditional knowledge underneath your AI skills so you never become a hostage to the machine's hallucinations or mistakes.
This raises an important question, and it is something the source material hints at when it details the specific skills required for effective vibe coding.
Oh.
The guide states that the absolute most important skill in this new era is prompt engineering, essentially the ability to give clear, highly specific instructions in plain English.
Right, the director's instruction.
Exactly. If we project that out, it's a fascinating thought to mull over. 10 years from now, will the most valuable, highly sought-after programming language in the world just be, well, articulate English?
That's a wild thought.
And if that comes to pass, how does that completely rewrite our societal definition of what a tech person even looks like? If the English majors and the philosophy students become the world's best prompt engineers because of their mastery of language, nuance, and logic, the entire stereotype of the coder in a dark room typing syntax shatters completely.
It is a massive paradigm shift, and you are living right in the middle of it. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep learning, keep questioning how these tools work under the hood. And honestly, if you've been holding back, maybe try prompting your very first app today. Just see what happens.
The barrier to entry has never been lower.
It really hasn't. We'll catch you next time. But for now, keep your eyes on the road and don't let the GPS drive you into the lake.